عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما قد كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وقال الله عز وجل هو يحيي ويميت وإليه ترجعون. Beloved ulama, respected brothers, elders, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All kinds of praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Our sustainer, our master, our most kind, beneficent Allah, out of His infinite grace and mercy, has given us the wealth of iman, has given us kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a few minutes, two ayat of the Quran. Just like to share some thoughts, something for us to ponder over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. For us to understand, nothing will befall us except that which Allah has decreed. Nothing will befall us except that which Allah has decreed. Allah is in charge and in control of the entire universe. Every atom is in Allah's absolute control. It cannot by itself move from one millimeter to another millimeter without Allah's express permission. If last year, this time, we were told that in a short time to come, all the masjids in South Africa will be closed, it would have been impossible for us to fathom. Masjids closed. South Africa, freedom of religion, we're free. How can our masjids get closed? Unless nobody knows any introduction, nobody needs any introduction to what has happened. Then, not long thereafter, okay, your masjids will be open, but you only allowed 50 people. 50 people? Some masjids were having 1,000, 2,000 for Jummah. 50 people? How? We're now in the third stage of it. Before we come to that. So it is Allah, the conditions that befall us came from Allah. We have to reflect, Allah, why were your doors, the doors of your mercy, of your house closed to us? What is it that we did that Allah, you expelled us from this? It has absolutely nothing to do with the dunya. A human being by his own designs cannot do anything. He cannot move an atom from its place, let alone keep away Allah's servants from Allah's house. It is only through Allah's will and Allah's design and Allah's plan. So we have to look within us, why? Allah, why were we deprived of coming to your house? And in one swipe, Haramain Sharifain closed. Nobody to represent us in front of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Closed, the doors closed, nobody going there to make salam. On behalf of the Ummah, nobody. Why? What did we do wrong? That's the first thought. The first thing we have to understand that this came from Allah. Then we have to reflect and look within ourselves. What is it that caused Allah to bring that condition upon us? The amal that we send up will determine the conditions that come down. So we have to first resort to Tawbah. We've got a very short time. The first thing we have to do now and continuously, because it's very uncertain what conditions Allah will send in the future also. We don't have time to go through all the different things we bring upon these conditions. But the general tablet will be to resort to excessive Tawbah. Whatever we did, Allah, we did with human beings, we made a mistake, we erred, we offended you, we didn't fulfill your command. Allah, you forgive us. Allah doesn't require 100 years of Tawbah for 100 years of sin. Allah is Kareem. One moment of sincere Tawbah is sufficient to wipe away 100 years of sin. It only takes us to present ourselves. So first, Allah, what I did wrong? In my capacity, how have I offended you? What have I done to bring this upon the Ummah? Then the second, to resolve, Allah, I'm not going to get involved in those things which bring your displeasure again. Whatever it is, whether it be interest, whether it be haram, whatever we're doing, we don't have the time to go into it. So the condition came from Allah, the condition can only be reversed by Allah. The first stage was nobody, second stage was only now we 50 people, legally. The legal is only we live in a world of means. Everything is in a world of means, so it seems like it's coming from there, but it's not coming from there. So the second stage is 50 people only, and now we are in that phase where, even though there is allowance for 50, out of fear for contracting a sickness and dying, we are now staying away from the masjid. So what message are we sending? What message are we giving to Allah? What are we telling Allah? That when it was good, we used to come to the masjid, and now and then if I'm too busy, I can't make it. Pray somewhere if I can, if I can't also, well, what are we going to do now? Weakness. Then when Allah said, nobody is allowed anymore and my house is closed now, don't come. There was some degree of remorse, subhanAllah. Ramadan, Allah, nobody needs any introduction as to what this Ramadan went. How we experienced, what we experienced in this Ramadan. And then Allah said, okay, let me see now. There's going to be some inconvenience and some difficulty for you to go through to come to my house. Let's see who's going to go through that difficulty and the inconvenience. Let me see who's sincere and still going to come to my house. And then another stage came where there's fear. So is it because of some outward manifestation of fear that we're going to now abandon the hukum of Allah and come to the masjid? Each one has to do his own calculation. The second ayah very quickly. Our time is almost up, 2 minutes. Huwa yuhyi wa yumit. We understand the first part. Nobody has any doubt in it. Allah gives life. Undisputed. Nobody has any doubts that Allah is the only being that can give life to anything. It's the second part that we have to bring conviction in. Huwa yuhyi wa yumit. It is that same Allah only that gives death. We have to be convinced about this, that Allah is the one that will cause death like Allah is the one that caused life. I came across a beautiful quote today. Very quickly we share with you two things. One, the mafhum of the hadith wherein is mentioned that Malakul Maut complained to Allah that you instructing me to take the ruh of these people, they're going to curse me. Everybody's going to say, hey, Malakul Maut came again, this damn guy came again, he took my father away, he took my mother. Allah said, don't worry, you carry on doing your job. Nobody ever till today ever said, hey, this Malakul Maut guy came here again and he took my father away. Heart attack? He died of virus? He died of accident? Nobody ever refers to that. This is the thought I'd like to leave you with. Death does not come because of sickness. Death does not come because of sickness. Sickness comes because of death. Allah had determined in His absolute power that at that very millisecond the ruh of that particular person will be taken out. That was Allah's determination. Nobody has any choice in it. The sickness came because of that death. So, how we respond to this is our connection with Allah. This will be our relationship with Allah. That now in this difficult condition, when there's so much uncertainty, and there's so many regulations to follow, and there's people saying, we came across, sadly, from the feminist quarters, something that we have to worry about, we can't discuss it now, that the feminists are promoting this, that the husband must take permission from the wife before he goes to the masjid, because he's putting her at risk, he might bring Bimari into the house and she's going to die. Let us understand that sickness came there not by its own decree. If it is indeed sickness, Allah grant us that Allah be happy with us, Allah be pleased with us, Allah protect us, Allah make it that this iman that we have been honored with, Allah make it that we leave this dunya with this iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.